Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Come early and stay late is the advice Ernie Gamage has for folks who plan to attend this year's Parks and Wildlife Expo, a free event that offers a natural introduction to the outdoors.
I think especially for folks that don't have relatives who live in the country, don't have that rural connection that so many people had back in the old days, it's important to introduce our children to the joys of being in nature and recreating in the outdoors. And you can do that at the Wildlife Expo.
Gamage, Expo Director, says the agency has an ulterior motive for providing this weekend event.
We hope that everybody that comes to Expo, whether they're tried and true outdoor recreationists or maybe it's their first time to ever wet a hook, will use the Expo as an opportunity to gain an interest, gain a skill, and then go on and try it on their own.
Rock wall climbing, kayaking, scuba diving, fishing, shooting, and mountain biking are only a few of the activities in which visitors may partake at Expo.
You know, Expo is on 35 acres. It's all outdoors because it's about the outdoors. So wear sunscreen, wear comfortable shoes, wear a hat, and be prepared to have the time of your life.
Parks and Wildlife Expo is October 4th and 5th from 9 to 5 daily. Find information at passporttotexas.org. That's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.